我们把圣经翻到约翰福音十四章。
Let us turn in the Bible to John chapter 14.
我们会念十四章十二到十七节。
And we will be looking at verses 12 to 17.
我想用起因的方法。
And I want to read responsibly.
弟兄念三十节，姊妹念三十节。
And the brothers read the even verses, and sisters read the odd verses.
青少年也，你们也可以用英文跟着我们一起念。
And you please follow along with English and read along in English.
约翰福音四十章十二节。
Verse 12。
行，我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。好，我们圣经念到这里，我们接着做祷告。天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵的圣经。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your precious Bible.
因着圣经，我们能够知道我们所信的是怎样一位上帝。
And through the Bible, we might understand what kind of a God that we come to believe in.
也因着圣经，我们能够知道我们在地上该如何行。
And through your Bible, we know how we ought to live on this earth.
如何行才能蒙你的悦纳？如何行才能够见到你的面？
And how to live in accordance with your good pleasure, and that we might see you face to face.
求你保守我们的心怀意念。
As we watch and keep our hearts and thoughts.
让我们的心能够直守在你的话语上。
So that our heart might be steadfast in your word.
遵循你的话语。
That we would keep your word.
做讨你喜悦的事。
We might do that which is pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们今天进到了约翰福音十四章讲到的第四讲。
We have now come to the fourth sermon on John chapter 14.
我们在第十四章第一讲的时候，我们讲到主耶稣说要离开门徒们，那些门徒就忧愁起来。
And if you remember from the first sermon, Jesus said that he was leaving the disciples, and the disciples were saddened.
主耶稣告诉他们，你们不要忧愁，我去是为你们预备地方去的。
And Jesus says, do not be troubled, for I go to prepare a place for you.
但是我们看第二节，第二节耶稣说，在我父家里有许多住处，若没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
In my father's house, in verse 2, are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?
因此我在那次讲到的时候告诉大家，这个预备地方不是说主那里没有地方，主要说去那里地方去盖房子的事。
And then when Jesus said this, he does not mean that there are no place for him there, that he must go and build the house.
主耶稣在这里说我去是为你们预备地方，指的是主耶稣他自己要上十字架，要在十字架上为他们赢得进入天国的资格。
But what we see instead of Jesus knowing that he would go on the cross, that on the cross he would purchase for them the right to go to such a place.
因为只有进入天有进入天国资格的人，那个地方才是我们的地方。
Only those who have a privilege to go to a heavenly place, that will be the place for us.
在第二讲中，主耶稣说自己就是道路、真理、生命，如不借着他，没有人能够去到父上帝那里。
In the second sermon, Jesus said that he was the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one can come to the Father except through him.
当时我也引用了马太福音七章十四节，我们就知道马太福音七章十四节告诉我们，主耶稣的道路是条小的路。
And here I quote in Matthew 7:14, and Jesus reminds us that this way is the narrow way.
既然称为小路，就不会像大路那样平坦；既然称为小路，就不会像大路那样笔直。
And so, of course, because this is the narrow path, it will not be broad or straight like that wider path.
小路就是崎岖不平的。And
the narrow path is crooked and is not straight.
小路就是坑坑洼洼的，上面有各式各样的障碍。
And then the narrow road has many pits and holes and a lot of obstacles.
不过，就是这条小路才是基督徒成圣的路。
But it is only this narrow road that is the road of the victory for Christians.
虽然艰难，可以把我们带到父神那里去。
And though it is difficult, it does lead to the Father.
在马太福音17章也说， 进入小路的人是少的，因为那门是窄的。
And again, it is also said that those who enter the narrow way is few, for the door is narrow.
相对比，那属世界的门是大的，是宽的，路也是宽的。
In contrast, the door of the world is wide and broad.
进去的人也特别多。
Those who enter through it are many.
可以说，世人全在大路上走。
And we can say that essentially everyone is on that broad.
我为什么要在这里再一次强调这一点呢？
And why am I reinforcing and emphasizing this point once again here?
因为主耶稣再来接门徒回天家的时候，不是从家里家人接走的，家人接走的。
And I say this because when Jesus comes back, he is not coming from home to welcome his people.
我们不要想象主耶稣来接我们的时候，就像新娘出嫁时在家里等着，花轿一直到门口。
And so this is not like a newlywed who kind of is prepared and goes to the front of the house.
不是这样的。
And it is not like this.
主耶稣来接我们，是接那些已经走在小路上的人。
Now when Jesus comes and brings people to him, he is bringing them from the narrow place, the narrow road.
所以说，如果说你自己说我是信上帝的。
And so if you say to yourself, oh, I believe in God.
却从来没有进过窄门，走在小路上。
But if you never entered through the narrow gate, if you never gone through the small narrow road,
你说你信上帝是没用的，主耶稣接不到你。
Then saying that you believe in God is of no use, for Jesus will not be coming again to take you to himself.
因此，一个真正称为基督徒的人，他必然是一个进入窄门、走上小路的人。
So one who is a true Christian must be one who goes through the narrow gate and through the and walks along the narrow path.
这是一定的，所以我们要思想：我进没进了窄门，走没走上小路？
And so and this is a must, so we must ask ourselves, have I gone through the narrow door? Have I walked along the narrow way?
如果你现在思想了，觉得自己没有进窄门，没有走上小路，你现在悔改还来得及。
And now if you reflect and you think, well, I've never gone through the narrow gate, I've never walked along the narrow path, and now there's yet time to repent.
你不要等在家里，等主耶稣来接你。
And you should not wait at home and wait for Jesus to come get you.
等等不来，着忙了。And
so that as you wait, you think, wow, he's not coming, and you get worried.
那时候你再想起，哎呀，胡牧师曾经说过，主耶稣是在路上接人的。
Oh, and then you remember, oh wait, after you said that Jesus takes people to himself along the path.
我现在还没走在路上呢。I'm
not even on the path yet.
我告诉你，你那时候再回想，再想起来，来不及了。
And I tell you that then, if you think of it and you repent then, there will not be enough time.
所以，作为我一个作为牧师的，我希望我在台上看到所有弟兄姊妹，将来我在天国里全见到你们。
And so as a pastor, my desire is to see every one of you in heaven.
所以我要把这些告诉你们。
So therefore, I must tell you these things.
约翰福音14章从第7节到17章结束，主耶稣都在讲论和祷告，主耶稣的讲论和祷告都告诉我们。 一件事，就是一个进窄门走上小路的人，他应该有的行为、作为、使命以及生命。
And so chapters 14 and 17, they're really kind of Jesus' prayer, and it teaches us what it looks like to walk along this narrow path.
所以说主耶稣在将近四章的经文里面提出这件事。
And so Jesus mentions these things in these four chapters, he mentions this.
很仔细地论述这一切。
And so we need to look at all these things.
为的是让我们自己可以做个判断。 我进没进入到窄门，走没走上小路？
So that we might be able to judge clearly for ourselves. Did I walk through the narrow door? Am I walking along the narrow path?
而这四章内容的概要，主耶稣在第六节经文中已经告诉我们了。
And one of the key features here in this passage is already seen in verse 6.
也就是说，主耶稣先把一个概要告诉我们，然后展开一点点和我们细细的讲完。
And so Jesus, if you will, gives a thesis statement here, and then he goes into detail.
第六节说，走上小路的人，他应该是一个认识真理的人。And
so verse 6 tells us that those who walk along the narrow path, they must understand and know the truth.
所以说主要说道路、真理、生命。And
so Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
不但认识真理，也要活在真理中，有真理中的那个生命，属天的生命。
And not only to live in the truth, but to have our life in this truth.
在这里我要告诉弟兄姊妹，对真理的真知识以及属天的生命，是那些进入窄门、走上小路的人才会有的。
So those in the truth, those who have got a spiritual life and a place in heaven, it is for those who are walking through.
你不要说，我真理知道，在书里知识啊，我看书我就看圣经我就明白了什么叫真理。
So it's not just the truth, I know the truth. Yeah, I don't know the Bible. Yeah, I understand it.
可以这么说，你没有属灵的生命，你没有走上信仰的小路，你圣经你看是看了，但是不明白。
And so if you say you know the truth, but in your life you have not walked the narrow path. Then you've read the Bible, but you don't understand it.
只有你在这个信仰的小路上前进，遇到各种各样的障碍，碰到各种各样的难处，你在圣经中得到力量，你才会对真理的真知识有真明白。
Only when you walk along a narrow path of faith, and when you meet each obstacle, and then you learn more and more about the truth, only then will you understand the Bible.
也是你在这个小路上走，经过各样的试炼，你的生命才会得以成长。
And so it is only walking along this path as you meet trial after trial, only then will your faith grow.
所以主耶稣在这里所说的真理和生命是没有办法通过别的方法得到的。
So when Jesus speaks of this truth in this life, there is no other way to receive this than by what we just said.
只有在福音信仰上认真追求的人才能得到。
It is only through the spiritual walk of faith, of perseverance, can we obtain these things.
这是属灵的原则和规律，你不要说我不信这一套，我就在家里自己在那边去认识真理，这是不可能的。
And these are the basic spiritual principles, and so we can't just say, oh, I don't buy this, I'm just going to stay at home and wait.
我第三讲的讲道题目是认识耶稣基督。
The third sermon I talked about on knowing Christ.
可以说这是走上 主耶稣道路的人首先要学习的功课。
Well, we can say that this is one of the initial lessons for those who are walking along the narrow path.
还是我前面说过的话，要认识耶稣基督，就必须走上基督的信仰之路，信仰的小路。走在这个崎岖小路上的人，才会真正的认识我们的救主耶稣基督。
And so I would repeat myself, which is that to understand Jesus, we must be walking on that narrow road. Only in walking along the narrow road in fact will we know Christ.
而走在那锦上添花大路上的人，他是不可能认识耶稣基督的。
And so those who, if we walk on that broad and flat highway, then we are unable to know Jesus.
经文中主耶稣告诉我们，人看见了我，就是看见了父。
And Jesus tells us in scriptures that if people see me, they see the Father.
只有真正认识主耶稣的人，才能够真正认识父上帝。
Only those who truly know Jesus can know God.
这是我第三讲的内容。
So that was the content of my third sermon.
今天我们要进入到第四讲。
And now we are entering into the fourth sermon.
我第四讲的题目是做更大的事。
And my theme for this sermon is to do greater works.
在这里我主要和大家分享是走上主耶稣这个小路小道路的人他应该具有的心智
So I'll be looking at people who walk a narrow way what their mental attitude is and what their conviction is
我们要知道这是一个怎样的心智我们就要明白主耶稣所说的更大的事是指什么
And so we have to take a look at this understanding this mental attitude and know what it is
如果我们不知道主耶稣所说的更大的事是什么，你说我有心智，你有心智干什么？不知道，那这个心智是虚的，是摆在那里的。
And so if we say, you know, we have a conviction, we have a zeal, but we don't know what the greater works are, then we just have it there, then it's not useless.
所以今天很重要的一个任务，就知道我们主耶稣说这更大的事是指什么事。
So we need to explore the question, what are the greater works that we must do?
甚至我们不明白主耶稣所说更大的事是什么事，我们在那里猜想啊，这是主耶稣说的更大事。有的时候我们会行出被别人看为可笑的事情。
And so sometimes we don't understand what greater works are, and we try to do things that we think is greater work. Many times we do very foolish things that people will laugh at.
我们不明白这主耶稣所说更大事是什么，我们按自己的理解来认定这是更大的事，我们可能会对上帝的信心。上帝的话语失去信心。
So if we're casting around what's the greater work, and we try to use our own thinking to answer this question, then we might end up losing our faith and trust in God.
因为这件事很简单，其实如果我们认定更大的事就是我们行神迹。
For example, if we understand the greater work to be, you know, performing miracles.
主耶稣说我们要可以做更大事如果我们能力更大事就是行神迹那么我们一旦行不出神迹来就说哎呀上帝的话不可靠
And so if we think that the greater works means of miracles Jesus says one greater works and these greater works are miracles if we can't perform them then we'll find God's word unreliable
所以真正的信心是对上帝话语的真认识
And so true faith is properly and rightly knowingI'm
saying
God's word.
You don't have the truth. You don't have the truth. Your faith is false. It's impossible to be built up.
And you don't have true faith in God's word, the right faith, and understanding it, then your faith will be very flimsy.
这我前面说了两件事是比较极端的，走到一个极端的位置的时候会出现这种情况。
And so what I said, this is for those who have walked, who find themselves back to a corner or have come to an extreme edge.
但是如果我们对主耶稣所说的更大事是什么时候我们不知道，至少我们的侍奉不会侍奉在主耶稣所说的更大的事情上。
But if we do not know these greater works are, then we will not be ministered and serving the Lord Jesus in these greater works.
所以我们要清楚地知道主耶稣所说的更大的事是指什么，这样我们的服事才能够真正的服事在上帝认为最重要的事情上。
And so we need to understand what these greater works are, so that when we serve, we are serving and focus on that which God prioritizes.
当然，我们要清楚知道我们凭什么能够做更大的事情。
Now, of course, we also must understand.On what basis can we do these greater works?
如果我们不知道这一点，我们也会有失败、挫折感。
And if we do not understand by what means we do these greater works, then we too will see our share of failure.
或者我们会骄傲起来。
Or we'll become proud.
所以今天我们要明白。主耶稣在这里所说的更大的事是指什么样的事
And so we must understand what it is Jesus is talking about when he talks about greater works.
这个更大的事在原文就只有一个字。
And in the original language, the term for greater works is only one word.
我们首先要看这个字的内涵，这个字在原文里说的是什么意思。
We need to look at what it means in the original language.
这个字在原文里主要是指这件事的品质说的，对，指着这件事的品质说的。
And so when talking about the works, this is a qualifier for works. What kind? What quality?
这个字在新约中有42节经文用到了这个字。
And this word that shows up in 42 places in the New Testament.
我想说明这个字的指着品质说的，或者是。指着什么说的？我不能在自己这里凭我自己在这里说。
And so here we can't just use my own supposed understanding of this word to decide what it means.
我想要大家明白，我就必须从这四十二节经文中挑出一部分的经文来和大家分享。
And for us to understand what the greater word points to, that I must select a few instances of where this word shows up in the New Testament.
当我们明白这几节经文讲的是什么，更大的是指的什么说的，我们就知道这个更大的是这个字所指向的是什么。
And so only then can we understand what the greater works is referring to.
马太福音十一章九到十一节。
Matthew 11 verses 9 to 11.
马太福音十一章九到十一节。
Matthew 11 verses 9 to 11.
我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。经上记着说，我要差遣我的使者在你前面预备道路。所说的就是这个人。我实在告诉你们，妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。然而天国里最小的比他还大。
Verses 9-11. And I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.Truly I say to you, among those born of women there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
这里出现两次更大的这个字。
And here we see the term for greater appear two times.
第一个在兴起来大过施洗约翰的这个大过。
First it is the greater in there has arisen no one greater.
然后天国里最小的比他还大，这个还大这个字。
And just again here, the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
显然，耶稣说这用这两个字是指在天国里的地位的比较。
So here we see that the greater refers to the greater status of those who are in the kingdom of heaven.
那绝对不是约翰的人比较小，和在天国里的人比较大，不是这，对不对？是。在天国里地位的比较。
And sometimes, oh, you know, John Baptist is bigger or greater than others, or the people in heaven are of greater stature. No, this is about the greater status of those in the kingdom of heaven.
马太福音十二章第六节。
Matthew 12 verse 6.
但我告诉你们，在这里有一个比殿更大。
And I tell you something greater than the temple is here.
当然我们知道这里说比殿更大，这个人是指耶稣，这里绝对不会指耶稣的面积比殿更大。
And so we know that it is referring to Jesus here. He is greater than the temple. Of course we know that we're not talking about surface area or volume. Jesus is not greater than the temple in that
way. 而是说圣洁和权柄的权力要比殿更大。
We are talking about holiness and the authority and power. Jesus has greater authority and power.
十八章第十节，所以凡自己谦卑像小孩子的，他在天国里是最大的。
Chapter 18, verse 4 of Matthew, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven.
这里也是指在天国里的位分。
Once again, this refers to one's status in the kingdom of heaven.
二十三章十七节。
23:17.
你们这无知瞎眼的人啊，什么是大的？是金子呢，还是叫金子成圣的殿呢？
23:17 You blind fool, which is greater, the gold or the temple that has made the gold sacred?
这里不是指，是指圣洁说的。
And here we see, the greater is qualifies holiness.
不是指价值说的。
This is talking about which is greater holiness as opposed to greater monetary value.
约翰一书四章四节。约翰一书四章四节。
John chapter 4, verse 4.
约翰一书4章4节说：“小子们，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你里面、你们里面的，比那在世界上的更大。”
Sorry, John 10:4.
约翰一书4章4节。
Sorry, First John 4:4. First John 4:4. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
这里显然不是说指范围的，我们心里的范围或者我心里的不会比世界大，只是指我们里面的圣洁，我们里面的权柄，我们里面的那个上帝赐给我们的那个度量，或者是什么都可以，就是说不会指范围说的。
So of course, this is not referring to spatial extent in the greater departure of what holiness or authority or power, but it is not referring to spatial dimensions.
所以我上面说的这些经文更大，都不是指数量的多。
And so here, when we say greater, we're not talking about quantity.
或者只是指范围的广。Or talking about
measurement.
我们上面所用的念过的经文，都是指内在品格的。 深度.
We're talking about the depth of inner character or quality.
我们知道这个字的用内涵和用法以后，我们就知道，因此有的人说我们能做更大的事，有许多人都这么说，我们能做更大是因为我们传福音到地级，因为我们传福音的范围比耶稣传的广。 所以我们是做的比耶稣更大的事。
And so, of course, if we don't understand this, or now that we understand this, and we hear people say, oh, I'm doing greater works because I'm spreading the gospel and I have greater geographic reach than Jesus.
所以说，如果这么理解，这更大的这个字的字义就不是那个字义了。
So if we understand how it is used in the Bible, we can see that greater does not mean this kind of spatial dimension of greatness.
包括有的人说，我们传福音比耶稣传的福音，我们传福音信徒的人比耶稣传大事传的信徒的还多，那就是我们做了更大的事。So
it's not that if you evangelize more people, spread the gospel more people, that we're doing greater works than Jesus.
这样两种理解都离开了这个字的原本意思。So
this kind of understanding goes against what the word really means.
但是许多时候我们都这么来认为的。
But frequently we interpret it in this way.
但显然是错，根据字义来说，更大的是不是讲这个面积的广，或者是传的人多。
But of course, this is wrong. So this is not about geographic reach or about the number of people we preach to.
也有人把主耶稣所说的更大的事理解为是我们所行的神迹要比主耶稣更大。
And some people understand greater works also to mean, oh, the miracles we perform is greater than those of Jesus.
稍有理智的人都会知道，这是不可能的。
And anyone who has reason would know that this is impossible.
所以说，我们许多人都不会这么说，口里不会说，哎，我们行的神迹要比主耶稣更大。
And so that's why most of us, we won't say with our mouths, oh yeah, my miracles that I performed are greater than the one Jesus performed.
但是有时候我们心里希望是这样的。
But sometimes our hearts wish it were so.
所以有人就会在送葬的时候说：“我们祷告，让这个死的人活过来。”
And so that's why sometimes when people are at a tomb, they might say, "Oh, let's pray to make this dead person rise up again."
这就成为世人的笑柄。
And of course, then these people are kind of become the object of laughter among people.
会成为世人的笑柄，是因为他不明白四福音书记载主耶稣行神迹的真正目的。
And so this person will be laughing stock because he doesn't understand the purpose that Jesus performs his miracles in the Gospels.
我们看四福音书，主耶稣行了许许多多的神迹。
We see the four Gospel books that Jesus has performed many miracles.
这些神迹，主耶稣只是要证明一件事，他是上帝的独生子。
And with all these miracles, the point is to show everyone that he is the only begotten Son from the Father.
因为他是上帝的独生子，所以他的教训是从上帝来的真理。
Because he is God's only son, therefore his teaching comes from God the Father.
因为主耶稣在世上的时候证明他是上帝的独生子，所以主耶稣上十字架舍命的大能可以救一切相信的人。
Because Jesus proved that he was God's only son, therefore when he was on the cross, then this is why people can see that he has the ability to save.
如果主耶稣活在世上的时候没有证明这一点，那么我们的福音就没有根基了。
And so if Jesus did not prove while his, during his time on earth at this point that he is the son of the Father, then our faith will have no basis.
所以第一，我们不可能比主耶稣行的更大的神迹。
So number one, we cannot do greater miracles than Jesus.
第二，如果不是为了福音的广传，我们就是行出神迹来也是毫无意义的。
And so, if not for the, if not for spreading the gospel, then even if we could do miracles, it is pointless.
如果我们行出的神迹是毫无意义的，那么如果一个毫无意义的神迹一定不是从神来的。
And so, if we perform these miracles that are meaningless, then these miracles do not come from God.
弟兄姊妹要知道，教鬼的也能行神迹。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that those who engage in witchcraft and with demonic spirits, they too can perform miracles.
那更正确的说，它不叫神迹，只是比我们常人有更大的能力而已。
Well, maybe to be more precise, to be exact, these things shouldn't probably be called miracles, but they do have more power than we normally see among people.
上帝让基督徒有神行神迹的能力，一定与他的福音有关。
So if God gives power to perform miracles to his people, it must be related to his gospel.
我相信中国福音刚进入中国，或者中国在逼迫的时候，是有许多传道人行神迹。
And I do believe that.When the gospel was just starting in mainland China, when the church was persecuted, I do believe that many pastors were able to perform miracles.
张路家的爸爸就跟我们说分享过。
And so someone has shared this with me.
不是他要分享，他们的同工要分享。
Well, it wasn't a person who shared with me, but.One of the congregation members who wanted to share.
他们同工说那是张伯伯从过道上一过，两边生病的病就好了。
And they're saying that as one of the elderly, the elder saints walked by, many were healed.
同工说张伯伯你现在怎么没有这个能力呢？
And they might ask, well, why don't you have the power now?
张伯伯有能力的时候是因为福音来到那个地方，有许多人不信。为了让别人信福音，张伯伯有行神迹的能力。
And because this brother had the power then, that was when the gospel came to that place, so that he could perform miracles that they might believe in the gospel.
到那里的同工都起来了，神不需要用神迹来证明他的道是真实的，是真理。
And so now that there are brothers and sisters that have been established there, that God no longer needs to use.Miracles to establish the truth of his word.
所以张伯伯走过去，别人病也不好了。
And so now that the same elderly saints, this elder saint, as he walks across, the people nearby are no longer healed.
所以说主耶稣在这里说要做比这更大的事，不会指着行神迹这件事说的。
And so Jesus refers talks about greater works. He is not then talking about miracles.
讲到现在，我还没讲到这个。做更大的事究竟是什么事？
So actually, I think at this point, I haven't yet even said what these greater works are.
因为这件事太重要了，我要先把那些走了。不要你以为更大事就是那个事，就是行神迹的事。更大的事就是那个事，
so,
不是，都不是。
And because what the greater works, well, this is so important, therefore I must.First, say what they are not. So, when we read through another, these are not those things.
我们要明白主耶稣说，你们要做比我更大的事。我们首先要明白主耶稣在地上做了哪件事是最大的事。
And so, of course, then when Jesus says that they will be doing greater works than he does, we must understand what is the greatest work that Jesus himself did while on earth.
我们这里有不少博士生，你的导师让你写博士论文的肯定是你要看过世上所有这个领域里的最新的，你不要写完了别人早就十年之前别人就发表过论文了，你写了一年多，你发表了别人早就发表过了，你就白写了，对不对？
And so of course, I mean, there are many doctors here. We know that the doctors they must be on the cutting edge of the research. You cannot be writing a dissertation and have someone else write it earlier. If that happens, then all your work is in vain.
所以我们要明白，主耶稣说做比他更大的事，我们首先要明白主耶稣做了最大的事是哪件事。
And so if we are to understand what the greater works are, we must first look at what was the greatest work that Jesus did while on earth.
只有当我们明白主耶稣做了最大的事的时候，我们才知道我们要做一个比主耶稣做了最大的事还要大的事。
So we must first understand the greatest work that Jesus did, so that we can know what it is, what the greater work that we are to do is than the greatest thing that Jesus did.
主耶稣在世上做的最大的事，绝不是他所行的神迹。
And the greatest work that Jesus did on earth was not any miracle he performed.
主耶稣做了最大的事，是他为我们世人的罪被钉在十字架上，成就了对世人的救赎。
His greatest work was dying on the cross for the sins of the world that he might save.
这是主耶稣做的最大的事。
This is the greatest work Jesus did.
所以我们要做更大的事，就要与主耶稣十字架上救赎密切相关的一件事。
And so, if we're the greater works, then it's supposed to be related to Jesus' greatest work.
或者今天指挥马上就反过了，那就是传福音啊。
And so forth, brothers and sisters, well, then therefore it's evangelism.
所以我在前面就这个字，我先把传福音这个事跟最大的事，我先把它走掉。
And so this is why earlier I gave you these counter examples of what we meant about evangelism.
因为这个更大的事与这个字的内涵、字的意义是。 不像我的
Because once again, greater works. This is its meaning is not like what we said earlier.
我们需要查考三句经文来明白这更大的事是指哪一件事。
And so, we must look at three verses to see what this greater work is.
马太福音3:1-2
Matthew 3:1-2
那时有施洗约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Matthew 3:1-2 Those days John Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
4:17，从那时候耶稣就传起道来，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Matthew 4:17 From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们就知道耶稣降世，将天国带到了这个世界来。
So we see that when Jesus was incarnate among us, he came to bring and usher in the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说，天国近了，却还没有真实的开始。
So he said that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, but it does not yet fully start.
马太福音11:1-10
And so here we've already read this from chapter 11 of Matthew, verses 9-11. I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send a messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Truly, I say to you, among those born of women, there is risen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
我们知道，通过这些经文，我们认识到，先知最大的先知就是施洗约翰。
And so, from this verse, we can these verses, we can see that among the prophets, the greatest is John the Baptist.
然后就是这个最大的先知，比先过最小的还要小。
And yet, this greatest prophet, John the Baptist, He is lesser than the least in the kingdom of heaven.
这就让我们看到一件很重要的事情，天国的降临是一件非常非常重要的事情。
And what it shows us is a very important point, namely that the coming of the kingdom of heaven is an extremely vital point.
主耶稣在十字架上的舍命，他成就了救恩，做成了天国降临的必要条件。
And so Jesus' mission for dying on the cross, what it fulfilled one of the important criteria to have the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven come.
当圣灵降临以后，天国就有形有体的在地上彰显出来，就是新约时期的教会。
And so when the Holy Spirit comes down on the earth, then the kingdom of heaven now takes shape and form, and is tangible and here, and that is the church in the New Testament age.
创世纪六章三节，耶和华说：“人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。”六章三节。
Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. Then the Lord said, My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh.
而在主耶稣离开这个世界的时候，他说：“父就另外赐给你们一个保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。”约翰福音十四章十六十七节。
But here, John 14, verses 16 to 17, Jesus says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world will not receive, because he neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
当人犯罪以后，是属乎血气的。上帝说，我的灵就不永远在他里面。
Again, in contrast, when God says, a spiritual by the man forever, he is flesh.
那样的人是属乎世界的。
So this is referring to the people who are of the earth, of the world.
主耶稣离世开世界之前，应许有赐下圣灵，这个圣灵是世人不能接受的，却应许圣灵常与基督徒同在，并且要在基督徒里面。
And so when Jesus was on earth, he gave the Spirit of truth, the Spirit that the world cannot receive, but dwells in Christians.
基督徒是属乎教会的人，教会是天国的主体。
And so Christians belong to the church, and the church belongs to the kingdom of heaven.
虽然教会还没有天国那样完全，但它具备了天国的属性。
And even though the church may not be complete, might not come out in its fullness as the kingdom of heaven, and yet it belongs to the kingdom of heaven.
西民信条二十五二告诉我们，照常理，教会之外，别无拯救。
And the Westminster Standard, chapter 25, section 2, tells us that ordinarily, apart from the church, there is no salvation.
因为只有教会才与天国有关系。
Because it is only through the church will there be any relation or connection with the kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音十四章十二节说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。”
This is why in verse 12 of John 14, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do.
主耶稣升天以后，成就了救赎。赐下了圣灵，使徒们就可以在地上建立有形的教会。
And so when Jesus on earth, before he went to the Father, he sets down the Spirit so that the church that might take shape and that the word might be done so that the kingdom of God takes shape here on earth.
所以说，从整本圣经的启示来看，唯有建立教会这件事可以称为更大的事。
And so from the viewpoint of the whole Bible, we can see that it is establishing the church on earth. That is the greatest work.
任何别的事情都不可以成为更大的事。
And so nothing else qualifies to be called the greater work.
这样我们就能够明白保罗在哥罗西书一章二十四节经文所说的话。
And so only through this we understand what Paul says, Colossians 1, chapter 24.
哥罗西书一章二十四节，保罗说：“现在我为你们受苦，遭绝欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。”
Again, this is why Paul is saying, Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church.
说老实话，过去我一直不无法理解，保罗说基督患难有缺欠，我不理解。
And so before, I couldn't understand, what? Paul is saying that Christ's afflictions are lacking?
通过今天的经文中，主耶稣说门徒要做更大的事，就明白了哥罗西书一章二十四节经文的意思。
And so it is through today's sermon, this passage that I now understand what Paul means in Colossians 1:24.
接着这两处经文就告诉我们，这个缺陷就是建立教会。
So what we see is that of what is lacking is the establishing of the church.
因为主耶稣上十字架前。他没有办法在地上建立有形的教会。
Because Christ, before he went to the cross, he was not able to establish the church.
只有当他上了十字架之后，他成就了救赎，才能够在地上建立起有形的教会。
It is only after going to the cross, can he fulfill the requirements of salvation.And only then can he then establish the church here on earth.
建立教会就是主耶稣所说的那更大的事。
So establishing and building up the church, that is the greater work of Jesus refers to.
当我们知道主耶稣所说做更大的事是指着建立教会说的，作为主耶稣的门徒，上帝的儿女，自然就要清楚自己在地上最大的使命。
And so only when we understand what the greater work is establishing the church, only then can Christians know what is their calling from God in terms of what is to do the greater work.
我们许多时候基督徒都会说，哎呀，我不明白上帝的旨意是什么？上帝究竟有什么旨意？
And many times we Christians we're not sure what God's will is. So what exactly is God's will?
今天我们就明白了，我们可以很清楚说，建立合乎上帝心意的教会，这是上帝最大的旨意。
And so we now understand from this verse that what is most in accord with God's will is to establish churches that follow the gospel. Here,
建立合乎上帝心意的教会是我们基督徒，也是历代基督徒的一个最大使命。
And so we saw this among the early church that establishing churches up.In accordance with God's pleasure, this was that great mission.
现在我们又需要明白一件事情。
And now we must further understand one more thing.
这件事情就是怎么样的教会才是上帝心意中的教会。
And then the question becomes, what kind of church is a church that is in accord with God's great pleasure?
现在世界上称为教会的千奇百怪，无所不有。
Here on earth, right now, we see that there are all kinds of interesting churches.
我们要知道，不是说称为教会这两个字的就一定是合乎上帝心意。
We must understand that it is not just anything that has the word church.
那怎么样才是合？那个谢赫啊，谢赫，我们从里面前面里面走，里面走。我们要明白什么样的事情才是。真正的什么样的教会才是真正合乎上帝心意的教会？
And so we must therefore understand what exactly is a church that is in accord with God's good pleasure.
也就是说，合乎上帝心意的教会最重要的标志是什么？
And so in other words, what does it take for a church to be in accord with God's good pleasure?
我要和大家分享的。
So、
真正属于教会的不可缺少的两个最重要的标志。
And so we, I want to share with you two marks that are absolutely necessary for the church.
也就是说，这个教会区别于任何社团的一个两个重要标志。
Or in other words, these two marks that set apart the church from any other organization.
那就是教会的圣洁和它的公义。
And this is its holiness and its righteousness.
现在许多教会没有在教会这两个重要的属性上尽上自己的责任。
And so here we see that many churches do not, have not done what was their duty, which is to maintain these two things, holiness and righteousness.
许多时候我们更关心是教会有没有爱心。
A lot of times, you know, we are more concerned, does the church have love? Is it loving?
我不是说教会不需要爱心。
Now, I'm not saying the church doesn't need love.
教会需要爱心，但是爱心不是教会的重要标志。
And so, yes, the church ought to be loving, but I'm just saying it is not one of the most important marks of it.
如果教会失去了圣经要求的圣洁和公义，他的爱心就世上的爱心不会有什么区别。
Then if the church loses the holiness and the righteousness that the Bible demands, then the church's so-called love will be no different than the earth's love, than worldly love.
所以真正教会的爱心是教会圣洁和公义的附属品。
And so you must see that instead real love is the result of the church's holiness and righteousness.
如果一个教会忘记了圣洁与公义这两个重要的属性，爱心就会失去圣洁的味道。
And if a church lacks this holiness and righteousness, then its love will lack this important fragrance of holiness.
失去圣洁和公义味道的爱心与世上社团的爱没有什么区别。
Then a love that loses the essence or fragrance of holiness and righteousness will be no different than any ordinary worldly love.
我们看世上所存在的这些社团，他们都需要有爱心。
And if we look at all the organizations on earth, all of them need love.
他们都需要用爱心来维持这个社团的存在。
And so it's through love, that they can continue to guarantee the operation and functioning of this organization.
我记得那时候赵丽，去打乒乓球的时候，那也是一个社团。
And I remember when Sister Zoe was playing ping pong, and of course this was with organization.
赵丽回来经常跟我分享，哇，那里面真的有许多很有爱心的人。
And I remember she came back and told me, shared with me that many people there truly had a lot of love.
赵丽开车停车停不好，有人主动帮她停车。
And when she tried parking and then was successful, someone helped.
安排赵丽上乒乓桌去打乒乓。
And then all of a sudden, someone took her to the ping pong table so she could play ping pong.
每一个社团如果没有爱心，肯定是没有凝聚力的。
And of course, any organization without love will have no attractiveness, attraction power.
我们想象，如果一个社团，在这个社团里面的人，摄取的、想拿东西的、想得到的人，要多于甘心舍弃的人，这个社团一定不会存在。
And of course, we know with all of this, any organization that has more people who are takers than givers, and people are more self-centered than self-sacrificial, then this organization will not last.
我们可以想象这样的场景。
We can easily imagine such a scenario.
五六十个人。
About 50-60 people.
大眼瞪小眼都看着利益。
And everyone is looking for gain.
一旦有好处，都不放弃。
And looking for selfish benefits.
要负责任的扫地啊，打扫卫生啊，都往后躲。
And those who are responsible or who help clean up all that, and no one is up to the task.
这样的社团是无法存在的。
Such an organization would not be able to survive.
所以，一般的社团，同乡会、乒乓球会、台球会，任何一个社团组织。
So any kind of organization, be it a sports club or a community group, whatever,
都需要有爱心，有接纳在里面。
Every single group needs love and acceptance.
就是你聊天。
So even when you converse with one another.
很简单，很简单，我们在一起聊聊天。
So we'll just hang out and you just converse with one another.
如果这五个人里面聊天的人里面有一个，你们怎么根据我的题目来聊？ 不用根据我的题目来聊，我就不高兴，我就扳着脸，我就讽刺你们，我就挖苦你们。
If five people were to hold a conversation and one of them said, "Oh, you have to converse according to my preferred topics, or else I'm going to get angry and I'm going to do all kinds of nasty things."
我们想想，这么多人能聊到一起去吗？
We can ask for help. Will these five people be able to hold a conversation?
结果就解散。
The result will be they will just disperse.
所以我在这里说，爱心不是教会的一个特殊的标志。
So I want to say here is that love is not a unique mark of the church.
但是教会有圣洁和公义这两个重要标志，所以教会的爱心一定高于一般社团的爱心。
And so because the church, two of the necessary marks of the church is holiness, our holiness and righteousness, therefore the love of a church will be higher than that of other organizations.
但是这个爱心绝不是教会独特的标志。
But the love cannot be a unique attribute of the church.
教会重要的独特的标志只有圣洁和公义。
And so the unique attributes for a church are its holiness and righteousness.
所以当弟兄姊妹清楚知道教会的这个属性的时候，我们要想有分与耶稣基督所说的做更大的事。
And so only when we understand these distinguishing attributes of the church can we understand the greater works that we are to do.
我们要做更大的事，就要在教会建造上的圣洁和公义上有份。
Then to do any greater work would be to participate in establishing the church.Its holiness and righteousness.
也就是说，我们要在圣洁和公义上建造教会，我们要有份于这件事的工作。
That is saying, we must partake in helping establish the church in its holiness and righteousness.
说到这里，或者有弟兄姊妹说了啊，对，牧师你说的不错，但是教会的圣洁和公义是教会牧师和长老的事情。
Now, of course, perhaps the brothers might say, "Oh, yeah, this is absolutely right on, Pastor."But this work of holiness and righteousness, this is for the pastors and the elders.
因为你们是教会带领人啊。
Because you are the leaders of the church.
我必须在这里承认，的确，牧师和长老在这方面有更大的责任。
Well, I will confess that yes, the elders and pastors, they indeed have a greater responsibility.
有的弟兄听到哇，教会长老有更大的责任，行了，我必当长老吧。
And so perhaps some might say, well, perfect. So they have a responsibility, well, why would it stop?
我们要知道这更大的职分里面带着祝福，我们要知道这更大的职分里面带着冠冕，不是你有职分，上帝绝对是公平公义的，不会只给你职分，只给你责任，却不给你奖赏的。
And so of course we must understand that this work, this great responsibility, God is not someone who is unfair. If He gives the responsibility, He also provides the reward, the blessings for it.
所以我们当长老了有更大的责任，这是作为一个基督徒的福分。
And so, of course, yes, those who are elders, yes, we have great responsibility. But this is also the blessing that Christians can receive.
上帝把这更大的责任交给你，多大的福分！
And so he gives you blessing in accordance with the responsibility he gives you.
我们只要在服事上忠心，在天上的奖赏也自然是大的。
And so if we are faithful in our work here on earth, then for sure we will have our reward in heaven.
但是主耶稣在这里说的是什么？主耶稣在这里说，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。信我的人也要做，这是告诉我们每一个耶稣基督的门徒都要做这更大的事。
But here in verse 12, chapter 14 of John says, "But if believes in me, also the works I do, and greater works than these will he do." And what is this saying? That this is the duty of every Christian, those who believe in him.
虽然建造圣洁公义的教会，长老牧师有更大责任，但是每个信徒，每个基督徒，你信耶稣基督的人，你也有这个职分。
And so, of course, while it is true that elders and pastors have the great responsibility for establishing the church in its holiness and righteousness, nonetheless, everyone here who believes has a share or portion in this calling.
建立合乎上帝心意圣洁公义的教会是每一个基督徒当尽的责任，也只有当每一个基督徒尽了这个责任的时候，教会才会真正圣洁和公义。
And so, this greater work of establishing the church according to righteousness, this is for every believer. And it is only when every believer does his or her part, will, in establishing the church according to righteousness, will the church be truly holy and righteous.
只有每个来到教会的弟兄姊妹都是圣洁的，教会才会成为圣洁。
It is only when every person that comes to church is in or herself holy will the church then therefore be holy.
所以每个基督徒都要在圣洁上要求自己。
So every Christian must require of him or herself holiness.
误会的言语，不造就人的话语不要出口。
So unholy words or words that don't build up, these ought not to escape our mouths.
不要在背后论断人，不要指指点点说不造就人的话。
And so let us not therefore say things that harm others or to gossip behind someone's back.
特别是在星期天在教会聚会，在教会里面更不应该有这样的言语。
So especially on the Lord's Day, in the church, there should not be this kind of unwholesome talk.
这些都会破坏教会的圣洁。
All of this will destroy the holiness of the church, or rupture.
主日是分别为圣的日子，我们就要将这一日分别为圣归给上帝。
And so the Lord's Day is a set apart and holy, and so this should be set apart for the Lord.
如果作为基督徒连主日都不能够分别为圣，那么不管这个人还是教会，都无法说自己是圣洁的。
And so if someone or something is unable to even set apart the Lord's Day as sacred and holy, then this will have nothing to do with it. Then this, whether a person or a church, cannot be considered holy.
可以说主日分别为圣是基督徒成圣的一个可测度的标准。
Or another way we can say, whether or not we sanctify or consecrate the Sunday, this is...A key litmus test for when someone is a Christian.
你的圣洁，你说我圣洁了，你没有不可测度。
And so, if you know someone might say, "Oh, I'm holy," but how can we measure that?
但是你主日不来教会，马上一个尺就量出来了，你没有分别为圣主日。
But of course, if you don't go to church on Sunday, you don't consecrate.And keep the holiness of the Sabbath, well, this is an obvious measurement that shows you are not holy.
如果可以拿尺量的这个标准我们都没做到，那我们就很难说自己在日常生活中我是圣洁的。
And so with such an obvious metric, we can measure someone as not being holy, then how much more so this person will not be holy in his or her life.
当然你可以说自己是圣洁的，不过我可以告诉你你是在自己欺骗自己。
Well, of course, some person will say, "No, but I am holy." Well, I mean, you can say that, but you're only deceiving yourself.
教会也是一个生长公义的群体。
And the church is also an organism that grows in its righteousness.
我在这里不是说啊，生长公义的群体，所以说我受到不公平的对待的时候，我要生长公义。
And so, of course, when I'm writing about this justice, if I feel I've been treated unfairly, then.This is not good.
我真的没有看到在圣经里看到为自己伸冤的经文。
And so here, I don't see in the Bible any passages focusing on whether someone has been treated personally has been treated fairly or not.
诗篇的作者只是呼吁上帝为他伸冤。
But instead, we see the psalmist that this is it is God who rights all wrongs.
诗篇二十六篇、四十三篇、五十四篇第一节，就你不用翻，都是呼吁上帝为他们伸冤。
二
十六、四十三、五十四。
This is not himself, and they see that it is God who then vindicates, who carries our justice.
而诗篇八十二篇第三节说什么呢
？But what does Psalm 82 verse 3 say?
你们当为贫寒的人和孤儿伸冤。当为困苦和穷乏的人实行公义。
Psalm 82 verse 3 give justice to the weak and the fatherless, maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute.
在路加福音十八章记载的一个寡妇和法官的比喻。
There's a parable in Luke 18 about a widow and the judge.
在第八节，主耶稣总结了这个比喻，说：“我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤。然而，人子来的时候，遇得见世上有德行的吗？”
Verse 8 summarizes the parable. I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?
因此从整本圣经的启示来看，当自己受冤屈的时候，当自己感受到我受到一个不公平的待遇的时候，不要自己迫不及待的要伸张公义。
And then so when we, so what we don't want is when we face injustice, when we feel we've been treated unfairly, we should not take justice into our own hands.
这时候我们要学会忍耐和包容。
Here we must understand how to patiently endure and to be accepting.
原因是因为我们是当事人，我们的感觉，我们所感觉的不一定对，很可能是错误的。
And because we are limited and sometimes our feelings might be wrong.
我们都知道，当我们把自己放在里面的时候，我们的理智判做的判断往往是错误的。
And we know that frequently when we place ourselves in the center and we're self-centered, then our judgment tends to be off.
我们为自己一点点的小委屈就把它扩大很大。
And so whenever we have been slighted in the smallest way, we kind of amplify that.
所以说我们不要轻易的，不要基本上不要为自己去伸冤。
And so, we say as a rule, we ought not to try to seek out our own justice.
如果教会的人都为自己去伸冤，这个教会就乱了。
And if everyone in the church seeks to find and meet out his or her own justice, then the church will be in chaos.
所以说，伸张公义，教会持守公义是当我们看到别人受到不公平待遇的时候，我们要站在公平公义的立场上去伸张公义。
And so this is instead is for those when we see others being treated unfairly, that's when we ought to give justice to them.
我们不要为自己，但是我们要为别人。
So let us not seek to give justice to ourselves, but instead we ought to extend justice to those, to others who have been unjustly dealt with.
当我们看到别人受到不公平的待遇的时候，你不要轻易的说啊，上帝让上帝来审判吧。
And so when we see other people facing injustice, we shouldn't just glibly throw out the statement, let God render justice.
难道你不想到？那你看到这个不公平的事情，上帝要借着你的口和你的手来伸张他的公义吗？
Or do you not know that when there's injustice, that God is pleased to use you and your hand and your words to work his justice?
当上帝借着你的口和你的手伸张他的公义的时候，你就是在做上帝的工。
And so when God uses you, whether what you do or what you say to establish justice, He is using that you are partaking in the greater work.
教会是一个持守公平公义的群体，而且是要根据上帝的话语的公平公义来持守，那才是真正的公平和公义。
And so the church is an organization that is centered on justice and righteousness, and of course.This is the justice and righteousness as determined by the Bible, so it is only then that the church is doing what is just and right.
现在我们知道主耶稣说我们要做比这更大的事，就是历代的基督徒都要建立合乎圣经真理的教会。
And so we see that greater works is, we see this done in the early church when all the Christians were establishing churches in holiness and righteousness.
那是一个圣洁公义的教会，每个基督徒都应该为建立这样的教会付出自己的努力。
And so all Christians therefore ought to work hard and endeavor after in helping establish such churches in holiness and righteousness.
付出自己的努力就是要保持自己的圣洁，可以使教会成为圣洁。
And And so this also means that everyone that can seek to work on and protect and maintain one's own holiness so that the church itself might be holy.
努力学习圣经真理, 能够持守公义, 可以使每一个来到教会的弟兄姊妹, 他们的属灵生命都能够在这样的教会中被成全。
And so everyone who comes to church can have a faith established as in themselves, grow in knowing and reading the Bible more, and also in preserving justice and righteousness down in Scripture.
只有持守公义和公平的教会, 弟兄姊妹在那样的教会中才会心情舒畅, 才会对罪的恨恶, 才会有所改进, 才会真正的成全。
And it is only acceptable when they do what God requires of them in terms of justice and fairness, when they then do what is pleasing to God, whether it be understanding sins or how awful it is, etc.
在公义公平中, 我们弟兄姊妹可以一起分走天路, 在分走天路的道上前行, 到主耶稣再来的时候, 我们能够在天路的道上与主耶稣相遇。
And so when brothers and sisters continue to work out this this justice and this equity and fairness, then in doing this we are walking on the narrow road so that when Jesus comes, he might then take us to himself on the narrow road.
相遇以后我们会被主耶稣接到天家天父那里, 这是基督徒成圣之路。
And so for Jesus to take us to himself from the road, this is the path that all Christians ought to walk.
但是我们要看到我们在亚当里带罪的生命以及这个背离上帝世界的诱惑，因着这两个因素，我们这条路是相当艰难的。
And we can see that this road, this narrow road, is hard to walk on because of two things. One, our own sinfulness in Adam, and also two, the temptations of this fallen world.
然后我们相信，我们要相信，我们是上帝的儿女，耶稣基督的门徒，上帝会护理我们走这条路。
And of course, we know that as Christians, if we are God's children, He Himself will keep and establish us and help us walk along this path.
上帝必然会赐给我们走这条天路的方法和力量。今天的经文，主耶稣就已经将这个方法告诉我们。And
so that God will give us the strength and the means by which we can walk on this road.
经文的十三节、十四节两节说：“你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就；叫父、因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。”
This is what Jesus says in chapter 14, verses 13 to 14. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it.
所以我们的方法就是为了自己的圣洁，奉主耶稣的名去祈求。
And so, one way we can do this is to ask in Jesus' name for our own holiness, our personal holiness.
在这里我们要注意，虽然主耶稣一直说奉我的名无论求什么我必成就，紧接着主耶稣再一次说奉我的名求什么我必成就。虽然主耶稣这么说，我们无论求什么，但是我们不可依照自己的意思来领悟主耶稣所说的这个什么。
And of course, now Jesus says, whatever you ask in my name, I will do. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do. Of course, we cannot misinterpret it with our own ideas of what anything or whatever it is.
如果按我们自己的领悟来求什么，这个什么我们可以把任何东西都往里添的话，我们所填进去的肯定是世上的钱财、更大的房屋、更好的车、更高的学位、更 更好的子女，子女念更大的学校，我们都会把这些都往里填。
And of course, if we import our own ideas of what we think what else we need, then surely it will be, you know, more worldly possessions, bigger house, better car, better education, or our gifts of better education, etc. That's if we import our own wrong ideas.
主耶稣在这里说，无论求什么。 这个什么与上文是有密切关系的。
And when Jesus says whatever you ask, this whatever is related to its context, or what he just mentioned before.
所以所求的是应该与做更大的事有关的那些事。
In other words, when Jesus talks about whatever you ask, this whatever is related to the greater works that we are to do.
所以不是世上的财物。
So it's not worldly possessions.
或许弟兄姊妹要说了，既然让我们求关于更大的事，就说让我们去求更大的事就可以了，为什么要说无论求什么呢？
Well then why can't you just say, well then, you know, ask for these greater works? Why would you then go on and say, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do?
如果我们认定更大的事是指向建造圣洁公义教会这件事，
and if we equate greater works to be establishing the church in holiness and righteousness,
那么我们就知道建造教会的事情中包含了许多事情。
Then what we can understand is these greater works is establishing the church. This includes so many things.
我前面已经跟大家分享过两件事，就是圣洁和公义。
So I've already shared two things for establishing the church: holiness and righteousness.
有关圣洁的事情，我们也有许许多多需要去求的、去做的。
And in terms of holiness, there are many things that we need to ask for. Things that we need to do.
所以有关圣洁的事，我们要一件一件去求。
And so when it comes to holiness, then all these things we must ask for these things one thing at all these things one at a time.
比如主日分别为圣这件事，我们在星期六晚上就应该去求。
And so in terms of honoring and consecrating, keeping holy the Sabbath, we need to pray for this Saturday evening.
求上帝预备我们的心，将星期天的时间分离出来归给上帝。
So that Saturday evening we should pray to God and ask God to help us to sanctify the Sabbath that we might set this time apart for God.
当我们星期六这样祈求的时候，上帝的灵一定会告诉我们，你星期天的日程安排有不圣洁的事情。
That if we pray for this on Saturday evening, then the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, will tell us, oh, well, looking at your schedule on Sunday, there are some things that are not holy.
如果我们发现圣灵告诉我们星期天有不圣洁的事情，我们就要悔改，这样我们可以使星期天分别为圣。
So if there are unholy things, not things aren't planned on Sunday, and then we ought to repent and turn away from these things.
可以这么说，一个星期天分别为圣的基督徒，他一定会提前来到教会。
And so, I think in a sense to say that someone who is cares for the holiness of the Sabbath will come to church early on Sunday.
因为这一天全归给上帝的时间。
Because this whole day is given.
我在家里没什么事可以做的，第一件事就是来到教会。
There's not a lot of things that I would be doing on Sunday, so therefore the first thing the main thing I should do is go to church.
当然，圣洁的事情不只是一件星期主日分别为圣这一件事。
And of course, holiness is not just one thing. It's not just the holy observing of the Lord's Day.
虽然我个人认为基督徒不是只能够谈属灵的事，别的事情都不能谈。
So even though I am not of the opinion that Christians can only talk about spiritual matters and nothing else.
上帝创造这个世界，也需要我们来管理，也需要我们来享受。
And when God created this world, He's tasked us with governing this world and also with enjoying it.
不过我们要注意，原本是让我们放松享受的事情，如果现在成为我们的捆绑，我们一定不圣洁的。
And so, but of course, these good things and recreations that we can enjoy, if that becomes something that binds us and constrains us, that it controls us, then that is no longer sacred.
我们就要为这个捆绑的事情祈求，求上帝帮助我们脱离这个捆绑。
Then in terms of this is an obstacle and constraint that we need to pray and ask God to help us turn away from this, this obstacle, this restraint, this constraint.
一个基督徒他的生活一定有节制。
And so a Christian must be self-controlled and temperate.
有节制的生活就可以使我们成为圣洁。
And so a Christian must have a temperate and self-controlled life in order to be holy.
所以主耶稣在这里说，无论求什么，他的前提是为了做更大的事，而不是为了让我们在世上享乐。
And so this is whatever you ask in my name, this is so that we can focus on the greater work that we are to do, and not just whatever pleasure we can see for ourselves.
当我们心里清楚地知道我要做更大的事的时候，我们就不会为别的事祈求，一定会为这更大的事祈求。
And when in our hearts we know that we must do these greater things, then we will pray for the greater works and not for whatever way we wish.
然后我要告诉弟兄姊妹，你祈求了以后你明白，但是要行出来还是很难很难。
And brothers and sisters, I want to tell you that even if you do know this, you pray and know about these greater works, just knowing this, seeking then to actually live it out and to do it, this is very, very difficult.
所以基督徒成圣的路上，一个障碍接着一个障碍。
And so the pilgrimage for the Christian on this road, this is there are obstacles followed by more obstacles.
第一，我们要理性上明白我们应该做什么事。
First, we must understand what the greater works are that we must do.
第二，我们要立志，我要做那件我要做的事情。
And second, we must have a conviction and zeal to know that yes, I want to do these things.
不容易。
This is not easy at all.
所以连保罗都在罗马书说：“我所愿意的我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒弃。”
So even in Romans 7, Paul, the apostle Paul says, "The things I wish to do, I cannot do."
主耶稣也知道我们是这样的状况。
Jesus also knows that this is the situation we're in.
所以主耶稣说：“我要求父，父就另外赐给你一个宝贵师，叫他永远与你同在，就是真理的圣灵。圣灵，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也在你们里面。”
And so Jesus knows that this is why he then says he will ask the Father, and he will give you another Helper, the Spirit of Truth.And they know him, and you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
我们有圣灵内住的基督徒，我们要学会从圣灵中取得能力，我们可以做更大的事。我们做更大的事的能力要从天上来帮助我们。
So we are Christians who have the Holy Spirit in us, so we must learn to receive power and strength from the Holy Spirit, so that we might have the power from heaven to do the greater works.
我们才能够实实在在的做成那更大的事。
And so, only then can we truly, and authentically do that greater works.
绝不是一件容易的事。
This is not an easy thing to do.
我们内心的征战、外界的诱惑、别人的讽刺、挖苦，都会临到我们。
Whether it be the inner conflict of our hearts, the temptation of the world, or the scorn of those around us, all of this will be difficult.
唯有我们依靠上帝，依靠圣灵，我们才能够做成。
Only in relying on the Holy Spirit, relying on God, are we able then to do the greater works.
当我们紧紧依靠圣灵的时候，我们才能够成为一个被上帝重用的基督徒。
And so therefore it's only when we rely on the Holy Spirit can we then be a Christian who does what God calls us to do.
唯有依靠圣灵，我们能够所做的事才能得到上帝的夸奖，说我们是一个又忠心又良善的仆人。
Only when we rely on the Holy Spirit can we receive God's praise and commendation for being a good and faithful servant.
好，我们记得祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us your precious word.
因为你的话语，我们知道我们要做那更大的事。
And we know that because of your word, we know that we are called to do the greater works.
就是建立你的身体，你的教会。
Which is to establish your body, namely the church.
一个圣洁公义的教会。
A holy and just and righteous church.
一个能够荣耀你名的教会。
A church that is able to glorify your name.
一个能够为你出去征战的教会
，a church that is able to go out and wait for you，
一个能够将纯正的福音传到地界的教会
，a church that is able then to spread the whole gospel to the ends of the earth，
一个能够建立弟兄姊妹生命的教会
，a church that can confirm and establish the spiritual lives of its brothers and sisters，
这是你要在地上所做的更大的事
，and this is a great。These are the greater works that you will do and establish here on earth.
让我们紧紧地抓住你给我们的这个使命。
Help us to cling tightly and closely to this great mission you've given us.
不负你给我们的托付。
That we might do according to your calling.
在地上建立更多的合理性义的圣洁公义的教会。
So on earth we might establish more.Churches that are holy and faithful in accordance with your good pleasure.
当我们建立的面的时候，能够得到你的夸奖，说我们是又忠心又良善的仆人。
So that when we do this greater work, we might receive the commendation from you that we are your good and faithful servant.
你必定会把天上的冠冕赐给我们。
And you will certainly grant us a reward from heaven.
感谢主，一切都在你的恩典之中。
We thank you that all of this is in your grace.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.